Ça peut aller plus vite. Donc, il y a des choses qui sont plus importantes. Donc, je vais me sortir de la sorte de l'île 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 de
So then everybody agrees that the psul of Shaul is only Aaron. Now, this din that is mentioned here in Mishnah Beis seems to be very strange. I mean, it mentions in connection with Mishnah Shemida, the names of Hostel. On Parish and Ato Agabod Matreya, Benglish is Ayochi, Benglish is Arabi is made. So then the Gemara says, Bamet wa amu nito mechmur. So the two mechmur, Ibnish is Arabi is made. What does it mean? It's not on the basis of Sophie. It's on the basis of Adam. If it had been on the basis of Sophie, then you can understand the distinction between to Mechmure and to Mechara. But it's on the basis of Badai. So why should there be a distinction between to Mechmure and to Mechara? Why should there be a distinction? And according to one motion in Teisves, so even when there is in connection with to Mechara, even if there is a specific Lahachmia, we still talk. But even according to the Ritz Moshe. So only when there is one Sophie. But even when there is one Sophie, but if it is a Sophie of Mikvesh Nidalim Tzachosea, so in connection with Mechmure, we say even the Shusarab Mitzvahis. In other words, we consider it as Vadai Tomei. If it's considered Vadai Tomei, why be Tomekai the Torah? Why? It's Vadai Tomei. But the Chachomim were just making kules. We can understand kules, there are many kules. Only if it's a sofik, but if it's a vadai tomei, why should there be a kule? Why should there be a kule? Now, in this thing of mikvesh nidah mitzvah chaser, you should go over the Gemara in Nideh. The Gemara in Nideh, from the first Mishneh up to the bottom of Gimel of Dal, for tomorrow. The Gemara, because that's the main subject of Tatar Reyeseh, of Mikvesh Nidah Mitzvah Chaser, Red Rabbono, Shimei. Now, and you should also go over the Psako Rambam. The Psako Rambam, regarding Mikvesh Nidah Mitzvah Chaser, so very paskins like the Rabbono, and then the Psako Rambam in Chovies, that is Pirkei Milches Trumes Halacha of Dalet. So there he doesn't seem to pass in like the Rabbanon. So the Rambam is difficult. So I mean, the Rambam in Perikei of Chovies, one Rambam is in Perikei of Ilches Mikvois Aloch Evod, and the other Rambam is in Perikei Ilches Tumes Aloch Evod. But there is a Chuvez Geine Basroi. That's the Chuvez that contains the correspondence between the Bach and the Taz. Very interesting Chuvez. Chuvez Geine Basroi. If it's possible to get it for the Sishiva, it would be a very valuable sefer. Now, so there is also the Chuvas Bach Achadoshes. So the Chuvas Bach Achadoshes in Simen Aleph, he says that the whole din of Intum Echmur, of Mikvesh and Nindat, the Nimitzah Chosa, Koltarish and Aso Al Gabo of the Mafreya, Bemish, Tayoch, and Mishtrab, and Meyes, that's Midramano. Midraise, Midraise, on the contrary. So we have to be making a cheska shleim of the mikra. Just the reverse. Midraise, so Tadel Reise is not of such great significance. But Midraise, so we should say Midraise, it should be Sophic, as Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon says, Teireis, Mishnayochit Meis. In other words, we have a conflict between two Chazokes. The Chazoke, the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikre, and the Cheskas Tum of the Gavre, so we cancel out each other. So Memele, it's without any Chazoke. So Bishus Rabbi Mitztoir, and Mishnayochit is Tomei. So the Bach, the Jewish Bach says, no, Midrai say it should be Toya Bivadai, even the Shusayot, Midrai. It is Toya. Why? True, we have, but why should it be Vadai Toya? After all, we have a conflict between two Chazokes. So the Pshat in the Bach is, I don't remember whether the Bach spelled it out or not, but that's probably the Pshat in the Bach. Now, because here we have a conflict between two Chazokis. On one hand, we have the Cheskashlim of the Mikri. On the other hand, we have the Cheskastume of the Gavre. But there is a distinction between the Cheskashlim of the Mikri and the Cheskastume of the Gavre. The Cheskashlim of the Mikri is a Cheskas Aguf, like Cheskas Psulo. Like the Cheskas Psulo, it's a Cheskas Aguf. It's a chazoke in the mitzies. It's a cheskes aguf. Masha'im ki in the cheskes tume of the gavre or of the keilim, that's a cheskes din. That's not a cheskes aguf. So memele midraise, if there is a conflict between cheskes aguf, a chazoke in mitzies, and the legal chazoke, not a chazoke in mitzies, so the cheskes aguf should prevail. Because we see from the Mishnah in Ksuves that Cheskes Aguf is a very strong Chazoke. Cheskes Aguf. So Mumele Midrai say, even though the Cheskes Aguf is Ural Lefaneinu, and the Cheskes Tumor de Gavri is not Ural Lefaneinu, so the Jewish Bach says that Midrai say the Cheskes Aguf prevails over the Cheskes Tumor of the Gavri, which is only Cheskes Din. It's not a Cheskes Aguf. That's Midrais. But with Rabbonon we say that Cheskes Adin, Cheskes Din is as strong as Cheskes Aguf, and on the contrary here, so the Cheskes Shleim of the Mikveh is Ura Lefaneinu, Masha'im Kein, the Cheskes Tum of the Gavri is Natura, so with Rabbonon Lechumre, this prevails. But Midrais say the Cheskes Aguf, that is Hura Lefaneinu, but it's still a Cheskes Aguf, prevails over the Cheskes Din, the Cheskes Tume of the Gavre. Cheskes Tume of the Gavre. This is what the Bach says. Now, in the Chuvetz Dine Basroye, so the Taz, who was the son-in-law of the Bach, so he mentions, so he has his Chuvet to the Bach, his Asog and the Bach. And he says, now the Bach is midayik this din from Miteis Vesincho. He is midayik it. From the Tesis in Chum, the few that you name a borrowing, I don't want to go over it. He's Midayik, but it's not Muchach from the Tesis. From the Tesis. The Taz is Chilik. And most Poskim are Chilik on the Bachshit. And they say that this Aloche, that the Rabbonon in the Mishnah say here, that Mei, so it's not, in other words, it's Vadai Tomei, it's not Sofik Tomei. So that is midraisi. It's made it's what I told me, not like the Taz. Now there is a Gemara in Eirat. You should go over that Gemara in Eirat. It's very important to understand it. Gemorre in Ereven, Dach von Medvor, discusses Rebbeya, der Machleike, mit dem Chmea und Rebbeisi, Dach von Medhei und Dach von Medvor, he discusses. And then the Gemorre, Oma Rove, Rove Oma, Hosom al Etayme, the Rebbeisi, why does Rebbeisi say that even by Tume Kale, so it's Sofik Tume, it's Tome, not Tome. So he says, because how many Tome else is Hosom? Because he has a cheskas tumi. Ve'imurimu. So the Gemara asks the kasha, Adarabe, hame mikve al cheskosei, ve'imurimu choseya. So why does Rav Meir rely on the cheskas tumi of the gavre? Let him rely on the cheskas, on the cheskas shleimo of the mikve, and say that it's roi choseya, so it should be toya. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, b'mikve shalom nimdat. B'mikve shalom nimdat. So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, b'mikve shalom nimdat. Shalom nimdido mitchiloso, v'lo yomdo b'cheskas kashas. In other words, that when does Rabbi Yisi say that according to Rashi's Pshat, when is Rabbi Yisi chelik on Rav Meir, and he says that it's Tomei, and why is it Tomei? Because he's minded on Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre, and he's not minded on Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh, so that Rabbi Yisi has reference to a case where the Mikveh was never named. They never measured it. But they assumed that the mikveh has more than memsah, but it was never nimdat. And now they measured it and they found that it has less than memsah. So mele, we cannot be minded on the cheskas shleimo of the mikveh because it was never nimdat. Even in Nisni it wasn't nimdat. But people took it for granted that it has memsah. And from the very beginning, without being measured, even at one time, people used it. Now, for the first time, they measured it in Tishrei, and they found that it's Chaseya. So, Mele, Rabbi Yisi says that it's Tomei because we have to be minded, because we have to be minded on the Chazoke, the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre, and we cannot be minded on the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh, because it was never established that it had Memsah. We just thought so, but it was never established that it had Memsah. But if it had been measured in Nisan, and then people continued using it, then in Tishri it was measured again, just found out to be a Chaseiro, then Rabbi Yisi would agree that it's Becheskas Toya. Rabbi Yisi would agree that it's Becheskas Toya. Why would he agree that it's Becheskas Toya? Because we would be maimed on the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh. Would be my mitzvah chesed malumik. This is how Rashi explained it. The Ritva in Erevin is chelik on Rashi. The Ritva in Erevin is chelik on Rashi. And he says, no, if the mikveh had never been in debt, if the mikveh had never been in debt, so then no one would be my mitzvah and the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh would say that it's Toya. No one. So when is Rav Meir mitaya? Rav Meir is mitaya only in a case where the Mikveh was nimdat, let's say in Nissen, and it turned out to be, it was determined that it was Shleimo, it had more than Memsah. And then people used it between Nisan and Tishrei, and Tishrei it was measured again, and then it was found out that it does not have Memsah. So in such a case, Rav Meir is Mitaya, and Rav Yisi is Mitame. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara has the Kashe, Adarab Hamid Mikval Cheskosei? Now the Gemara means, because obviously the mikveh was nimdat in Nisan, so the Gemara says b'mikveh shalom nimdat. So what does it mean b'mikveh shalom nimdat? It means Bimikve shoinim, that means that it wasn't needed for a long time. In other words, let's say half a year, 6 months elapsed between the medidah of the mikveh, the last medidah of the mikveh that turned out, that showed that it was Ishleimo, and the present medidah. 6 months, that's a long time. So, Mimele, we cannot say, in other words, so it was explained as follows. In other words, the reason as to why we do not say, Hamid Mikval Cheskosei, Veino Mikhoser, what is Chaseo Lefaneinu? So the Kashi is, what is Chaseo Lefaneinu? How can I say Veino Mikhoser? So the answer is, true, it's Chaseo Lefaneinu. Today became a Chaseo. Today became a Chaseo. So why don't we say, so that's the Gemara's Kashi, Adarab Hamid Mikval Cheskosei, so Veino Mikhoser. But it's Chaseo Lefaneinu, so we should say that only today, just before, just a minute ago, it became Chaseo. But until a minute ago, it was still Ishleimo. So the Gemara says, if this had been with a mikveh that was nimdat only yesterday morning it was nimdat and we found out that it had memsah. Now, so we omitted it again, and we found out that it has less than memsah. So then Rabbi Yisi would agree that we say Hamid Mikval Cheskosei, and that all the tares that were handled in the balance of the day, yesterday. So we have to assume that the Mikveh was Shleimo then. But we see it's Chaseo now, so then we should say, since only yesterday morning it was Nimdat and it showed that it was a Shleimo, so now it's Chaseo, so now the Chaseo. Mashein came, so Rabbi Yisi wouldn't say that it's Tomo. But Rabbi Yisi has reference to a case. Rabbi Yisi has reference to a case where it was mikveh shelo nimdat for a long time. So since it was not nimdat, the reason is why Rabbi Yisi says that we cannot be naming on the cheskashleimo of the mikveh, is because since this mikveh was not measured for a long time, it's not mistaber that the diminution took place in the course of the last minute. This morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it took place. Because it's more likely that the diminution was a gradual process. So, Mimele, since we say that it's in a gradual process, so Mimele we have to be cheshish, and we don't know when, so now, since it's mistaba to assume that the whole diminution, that let's say there was a leakage, let's say, of 5 saw, of 10 saw, so it's not mistaba that this took place in a split second. So that took place gradually. Now, so since it took place gradually, so then we have to be cheshish that maybe in Tammuz or even in Sivan, it was already chosar memso. This is what The Ritva says. Now I'm mentioning it that in connection with the machlikas between the Bach and the Taz, the connection with the machlikas and Bach and the Taz. Maybe it's not muchach. He's following the machlikas of the Bach and the Taz. Whether this aloche by Tumech Mure that it's made is midraise or not, I don't want to discuss it now. But you should go over the Gemara in Ide and the two Rambams, the Rambams in connection with Mikve and the Rambam in connection with Chovies, Perikei Milches Trumeis. So where the Rambam doesn't seem to pass like the Rabbanon, in connection with Mikve he seems to pass like the Rabbanon. And also the whole Gemara in Ide, and there is one place with. You should also go over the Gemara, the small Gemara in Yudushin. Yudushin Dachayim Tes, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And also, the Teisves in Ide, I mean, many of you learned the Teisves in Chulm, I mean, but the same Teisves is in Chulm with a few changes. The Teisves in Ide, that base on the base, Hosom Tartal Reis. All right. I ask you to go over the Gemara Dachamidvor. Now there, the Gemara Dachamidvor, we don't ask the kashes to the spirit between Rameyah and between Rabbis and Rameisi, Ligabe Erev, so if it's a sophic, whether the Rubitchumim was Nevat, was Misrah, so Rameyah is Machmir and Rabbis is Mekir. And here in the Mishnah, it's just the other way. So Rameyah is the Mekir. And Rabbi Yisi is the machmir. So the Gemara gives it there. It's there. Gemara Neirav, as far as the kashe against on Rabbi Yisi, the stire between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Erev, where it's sofik neva, sofik nisra. So Rabbi Yisi says that the Erev, the Erev b'tchumim is kosher. So he don't go the chumre. And by Tume Kalo, Tume de Rabbonon, so he says, it's Tome, we do go the Chumre. So the Gemara says, Hosman et Tami de Rabbi Yisi, Rova Omar, Hosman et Tami de Rabbi Yisi, Hami Tome al Cheskose, Ve'im Eloi Toba. So in other words, Enoch Nam, Rabbi Yisi is Mekel by a regular Sofik. But here, he's Machmir by Sofik Tume Kalo, because it's not a regular suffix. There is a cheskas tume, because the gavre has a cheskas tume. So the Gemara says, as against the cheskas tume of the gavre, there is a cheskas shleimo of the mikveh, cheskas shleimo of the mikveh. So adrabe, hamit mikal cheskos v'im l'choseah. So the Gemara says, b'mikveh shalom nimdach. So Rashi says, so we have a machleke between Rashi and the Ri, and the Ritva. Rashi and the Ritva, near. Rashi says, שלינים דדום התחלוסו, ולא יעומדו בחזקס קשרס. ולא יעומדו בחזקס קשרס. In other words, this Mishnah that says, במדבר ממורי מתומך מורו, אבל בתומך קלו. So Rabbi Yisi is מתאמי, so that does not refer to the case of מקווה שנים דדים תחוסיה. It refers to the case where they are two mikvoyes, one has memso and one does not have memso. And someone who was nitmo itumakalo was stay there. In one of the two mikvoyes, we don't know whether he was stay there in the mikveh that has memso or the mikveh that does not have memso. Or, let's say he was stable himself in the mikveh, but we don't know whether it has memso or not. We will never measure it. In other words, he doesn't refer to the case of mikveh shenim davim tzachosah. Masha'inke, if there will be a mikveh shenim davim tzachosah, and then someone who was affected with a tumor kalo would immerse himself in that mikveh, so then even Rabbi Yisi would say that it's likul, that is stoic. This is how Rashi says it, And Rashi explains, and the Tesis read in Gdushin, the Paintes, so it says the same thing. He mentions the Gemore in Erevim, and he mentions the Mishneh. The Tesis read in Gdushin, the Paintes, mentions this Mishneh in Pergveis of Mikvoes, that Rabbi Yisi is mitame by Sofik to Mekale, and he says Rabbi Yisi is only mitame in the case where, let's say, someone was nitmo itumekalo itumederabonon, and then he immersed himself in the mikveh, and in that mikveh we don't know whether it has memso or it doesn't have memso, and that mikveh was never measured. Mashein came if someone was affected with itumekalo, and then he would immerse himself in the mikveh that originally was measured and turned out to be Shleimo. And then, later on, it was measured again, turned out to be Chaseiro. So then, Rabbi Yitzi would agree that it's Toya. That's Rabbi Toya. So that's Rashi Shite, and that's the taste is rich. The Ritwo. Now, the Ritwo, there is a different pshat in this Gemara. When the Ritwo explains, B'mikveh shelo inim dat, so that means that mikveh shelo inim dat means a mikveh. Rabbi Yisi has reference to a case of a mikveh that for a substantial time was not nimdat. In other words, it was nimdat, but some time ago it was nimdat nisn, and now it's Tishrei, and it was nimdat again, and we see it's a chaseiro. But in nisn, when it was nimdat, it turned out to be shleimo. Now in Tishrei, it turns out chaseiro, and in the meantime, let's say Nov, in Tammuz, so someone was affected with the tumekalo, immersed himself in this mikveh. So in such a case, Rabbi Yisi is mitame, in view of the fact that the mikveh had not been measured for a long time. So meila we say chosavasoy. Masheinke, if the mikveh had been nimdat only yesterday, and it was the shleim. Now, and then, yesterday in the afternoon, a tomei that was affected, a tomekalo, immersed himself in the mikveh. Now, today, we made it again, and we found it a chaseiro. So, in such a case, since there was no considerable time intervening between the first midideh and the second midideh, so then we say that obviously the diminution took place in a relatively brief time, that it didn't take place gradually, you know, over a long time, because we see such a change between yesterday and today. So it didn't take place in a gradual manner. It took place in a sudden manner, not in a gradual manner. So Mimele, since it took place in a sudden manner, so then we can say, Hashtu de Achsa. It became a Chaseiro only a minute ago. Just a minute before we made the second measurement. In other words, so that according to the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemore, according to the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemore, so Rabbi Yisi is mitame, even if the mikveh was nimdat one time and turned out to be a shleimo, and now after a considerable time, so it is measured again and turns out to be chaseiro. So it's a chaseiro. So Rabbi Yisi says, in such a case, since it's chosav asoye, since the diminution took place in a gradual manner, so Mimela we cannot say Hamid Mikval Cheskoso. So then if Hamid Mikval Cheskoso, but it's Chaseiro now, so then we'll have to say, when did it become a Chaseiro? Only a minute before. How could it? It's not Mistaba that it became a Chaseiro only a minute before. Because usually, so it takes place over a long time. And since, so it must have taken, so the diminution must have taken place not a minute before. So then the question arises, when? Yesterday, the day before yesterday, week ago, 2 weeks ago. So we cannot toss a coin and say, well, it took place 2 weeks ago, in order to be mitaya this person who immersed himself 3 weeks ago, because my chosis, so we are cheish, maybe it became choser a minute after the first measurement. All right, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Tesis Reed on one hand, and the Ritvan Daran. Now it is surprising that the Mishnah Achreine, so he says it is a Dovah Poshut here, that Rabbi Yossi is only mitame in a case where there is no Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh, where the Mikveh was never measured and turned out to be a Shleim. We just have a Mikveh, we don't know whether it has Memso or it doesn't have Memso. Maybe it never had Memso. Maybe it had Memso and it still has Memso. So, Memele, and it still had Memso. Right now, it does not have Memso. But we don't know whether at any time it had Memso. But if it was Limdat at one time and turned out to be that it had Memso, then Rabbi Yossi is Mitai. The Mishnah Achreine says it is Dovah Poshut. And he mentions that it's a Sri in Gdushi. But he does not mention that the Ritvo in Eretz Yisrael. Apparently he didn't have the Ritvo on Eretz. But there is a Machlekes Rashim. Now, I am mentioning that in connection with the Machlekes between the Bach and the Taz in the Tshuvas Gine Basroi. The Bach in Shalzi Tshuvas Bach HaChadoshes, the first Tshuva, Mam is the first Tshuva. So I mentioned that Tshuva when we learned Chum and we learned Hilchas Shechita. So I mentioned that Tshuva, the Machlekes between the Bach and the Taz. So the Bach says that when this Mishnah says, Mikveh shenimdat v'nim tzachosah, kol tarish nasal gabov mafreya, bein b'shus hayochid, bein b'shus harabim tmeyeis. So it's only mit Rabbonon it's tmeyeis. But mit Raise it's teres. Mit Raise it's teres, he says, even b'shus hayochid. Why? Because there is a cheska shleim of the mikveh. But there is a cheskas. There is a cheskas tomei of the gavre, or the gavre, or of the kelim. So the cheska shleimo of the mikveh, even though it's chasir lefaneinu, prevails over the cheska stomei of the gavre. What's the pshat in the Bach? Now, I really don't remember. I mean, it's a long time since I saw the Charles Chuvas Bach. But I think that this Bach can be explained in accordance with a yisod that is mentioned by the Marit, the Charles Chuvas Marit. I mentioned it yesterday. That the Marit says that there is a difference between Cheskas Aguf, which is a status quo in the Mitzies, a physical status quo, like Cheskas Psulo or Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh. That's a Mitzies Dike status quo, or Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre. That's not a Cheskas Aguf, that's a Cheskas Adin. Cheskas Adin. So the Marit says that there is a difference between Cheskas Aguf, which represents a status quo that is Bimtzies, a physical status quo, or a Cheskas Din, like a Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre. Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre. So he says that Cheskas Aguf is much stronger than a Cheskas Din. So that's probably the pshat in the Shailus Shuvas Bach. Why does he say that in the Raise? So Bein Bershus Hayochid, Bein Bershus Harabim, it should be Toya. Even Bershus Hayochid, it should be Toya. But Bershus Hayochid, Alochid, Sofik, Tum, Bershus Hayochid, Zvekit, Tomei, the answer is it's not considered Sofik mit Raise. It's considered as a Vadai. Vadai Toya. Why the Vadai Toya? But we have two conflicting Chazokes. On one hand, the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh, and on the which is chaser on the faneinu, and on the other hand, a cheskas tomei of the gavre that is not chosal, that is not hura lefaneinu. The answer is the cheskas shleim of the mikveh with the reyes is still a cheskas aguf. Mashgeinshki, the cheskas tomei of the gavre, that's a cheskas din. It's not a cheskas aguf. So memele, the cheskas aguf, even if it's hura lefaneinu, it prevails over a cheskas din. That is not Torah Lefanein. I mean, that's the pshat in the Bach. But, mit Rabbonon, So the Chachomim are misaking that midrabbonon lichumre, it should be considered as a cheskas, as a vaday tomei. Why? Because the cheskas din of tomei or cheskas tom, the status quo of tumei of the gavra of the kelim is natural lefaneinu, and the cheskas aguf of the mikveh, the cheskas shleimo is hura lefaneinu. So mimele midrabbonon lichumre. So the cheskas tomei of the gavra, even though it's not the cheskas aguf, prevails lechumre over the cheskas aguf that is hura lefaneinu. So mele lechumre itzivada, but with raya it's not like that. And the Bach mentions the raya from the Tesis in Chum Daf Yud. The tafiyut omed alef tov al volo hach di hoche el nishayach lasuyim firik la yad ufirik la tzlomim firik hamed ipsochim dosem name porich vin sofik meitzi midi vaday di shane hoche di lichum reose sofik isure u meitzi midi vaday heter vana de maise osom nishayach lasuy hoche dosem have mishim da have sofik arog. So he says that this din of Ravune hashechet bisakim v'nimtzis gumo Omar Avune Afil Shiva Beatomis Kolayei is Psulo Hashinon Shemo Beia Nivgimo. So we say that even though, so Rav Chisda says, no, it's Ksher. Why? Because in Sofik Meitzim Divadai. But Ravune holds Sofik is Meitzim Divadai. Even though Etzim is Vade Pagan. And there is Sofik Pagan, Sofik Loi Pagan. So still, Sofik is Meitzim Divadai, Lechumre, so Teisa says, that's only Lechumre. What does it mean, only Lechumre? So mainly we couldn't mention the Gemores of Psochim, because there the Gemore discusses Likule, and Likule, it's only Sofik Arogil, but here Lechumre, even if it's not Sofik Arogil. So that's Midrabono. And then, that's Ligabe, Yashir, Misakim, Nimtzis, Gumo. But then Teisa says, Domit Aleph, the Bramaskal Sakan Israel takes as equates Ravune's din of Ashechei Bisakim Nimtzes Gumo and Shiver Atomis Boaklayim with the Mishneh of Mikvesh Nindal Nimtzachose. So Memele takes as equates it. And since Teisve says vis-a-vis Ashechei Bisakim Nimtzes Gumo that it's Lechumre is also Sofik Yisurah Meitzim Nivadai, which means Mirabonon. So Mimele, here too, the case of Mikvish Nimtzes Tzachose, also it's also the Chumre, because they says in the Bramasl Sakin Yisrael, Beim Eloi Yisrael, equates the case of Mikvish Nimdat with the case of Ashiche Bisakim Nimtzes Gumo. Ravune says, Afil Shiva Vatzomes Vayei Nipsulom. Anyway, there's the Bachshi, and the Taz Yisrael. Now, I'm mentioning this machlekes Rashi, that is his read on one hand, and the Ritvo in Erev on the other, as to whether when Rabbi Yisi is mitamei sofik to mekalo, so according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yisi wouldn't be mitamei in the case of itu mekalo and mikveshinim da adunim tzachosa. He would only be mitame in the case of Tumekalo and Mikve Shaloi Nimdat Vinimtso Hose. But if Nimtso of Mikve Shinimdat not, why by Mikve Shinimdat Rabbi Yisi would be made in his toyer? Because we have a Cheska Shleimo. But the question is, what kind of a Cheska Shleimo is it? So if we say like the child is Yitzhuvah, Zbacha Chadoshes, then we can understand Rashi Shite and the Tisvis Rit Shite in Dush. Because midraise, so even by tumechmure, it should be toy. But midrabonon, there is a special chumre. So mele, that chumre de rabonon is only shayach by tumechmure, but not by tumekale. So even Rabbi Yisi is made it. Rabbi Yisi is only machmir when there is a cheskas hise, a cheskas tume. But here there is no cheskas tume midraise. Because midraise, the cheskas aguf, that is hura lifoneinu, prevails over the cheskas tume, that is a cheskas din, that is not hura lifoneinu. So mimele, but only midrabonon. So it's considered as vadai lechumre. So, but midraise it's not considered as vadai tome. So mimele by tume kale, Rabbi Yisi is made that you don't have to apply this chumre, because even by tume chumre it's only a chumre de rabbonon to consider it as vadai tome. So by tume kale, that rabbonon doesn't apply. So in other words, so according to Zalish Tzuvis Bacha Chadosh, as we can understand Rashi, Rashi Shite, and that is a srichite. This is srichite. But according to the Taz, we cannot even understand. We cannot even understand Rashi Shite and that is a srichite. Because according to the Taz, who says that mikveh shenim dat v'nim tzochoseh, mikveh shenim dat v'nim tzochoseh is midraise, it's tomei, bein b'shtayoch mishisravim. And even b'shus rabim it's tome midraise. So obviously it's not even sofik tome. It's vadai tome. Because if it had been considered sofik tome, so then b'shus rabim should be toya. This is what Rav Shimon says. But Rabbonin say because of tatel reyese it's considered vadai. And midraise vadai. So if it's midraise vadai, how can Rav Yisi say that it is that in such a case, so how can Rav Yisi say that in such a case it's toher? It's vadai tome. So how can Rav Yisi is only machmir when there is a cheskas? Rav Yisi is only machmir when there is a cheskas tome. But here there is a cheskas tome. Here there is a cheskas tome. Because the cheskas tome of the gavre prevails midraise over the cheskas shleim of the mikveh. So in other words, from Rashi shitei and it is a reading dushin davayintes, it's much more like the shalos hatshuvos part. But you do find in Rishonim b'peirush the negative part and the taz in his shakul italyu the bach mentions these Rishonim. So we'll have to say that these Rishonim will agree with the pshat of the Ritvo in the Gemara in Eirav. But if we agree with the pshat of Rashi and the Tesvis Rit in the Gemara in Eirav, then the Gemara in Eirav says in so many words that Rabbi Yisi, who is machmir by Tumekale, by Sofik, but still he will be made that in the case of Mikvesh and Imdat, it's Toya. Why? Because in the case of Mikveh Shenim Dat, we have a Cheska Shleimo. We have a Cheska Shleimo. So, obviously, the Cheska Shleimo is a good Chazoke. So, according to Rashi and the Tesis Rit, so the Cheska Shleimo is a good Chazoke. So we cannot say the Tatel Reis is Midraise. So according to Rashi, it is a sreed, we have to say that this halacha of Tartel Reyesi, that it's considered vadai tomei, so it's only midai chumra min rabbonon, lechumra. All right. Now, I asked you to look over the Rambam, how the Rambam passes. Now, the Gemara in Nide mentions the halacha of Tartel Reyesi in connection with Mikvesh Nidah Nim Tachosea, and the Gemara also mentions the halacha of Tartel Reyesi in connection with Chovyes, the price of Chovyes. So, and the Gemara says that that price of Chovyes that says La'achad Gimel Yomim, La'achad Gimel Yomim, so it's Sofik, so that must accord with Rav Shimon, not with Rabban. Must accord with Rav Shimon, not with Rabban. V'ro mechov yes ha-mikve. Ma'ish te'och ha-vadai. By mikve we say that it's considered as vadai tomei. Mimele even Gershus Arabi Mitzdomei, Umayshne Oche Sofik. In other words, Hoye Beinike Zachovies, Lies Mapke Solel, Trumo, Veelich, Vahakein Nimzo Chemitz. So Kol Gimul Yom Rishemi. So in other words, many times wine turns into vinegar. And if it turns into vinegar, so you cannot be mafrish from it, because then it's not wine. So you cannot be mafrish from vinegar and wine. You have to be mafrish and wine from wine and wine. So Mimele, if let's say on Sunday he was bathing the wine, and he saw it turned out that it was not vinegar, it was wine. So the first 3 days, from Sunday till Wednesday, so it's becheskas wine. So if he took off from this barrel, he was mafrish and some other wine, so it's a good rumor. It's a good rumor, because there is a presumption that since on Sunday morning when we tested it, it was wine, so it was real wine, so until Wednesday, it was still wine, not vinegar. But then, after Wednesday, if suppose it was mafrish after Wednesday and wine, so the question is, was it at that time of that kosher, was it still wine or it was in a state of vinegar? If it was in a state of wine, so then that kosher is a good kosher. But if it was in a state of vinegar, now it's Friday. So now we tested, he sees it's vinegar. And he made that kosher Wednesday afternoon, after 3 days, as of the first testing. So the question is, and now it is chemis lefonein. So it's analogous to this, to the case of mikvah nimda. So the price says mikam veilach sofik. Now over here, so the kvar is a cheskas teva. So again, there too we have two conflicting chazokas. On one hand, the kvap has a cheskas teva. The shaila is whether as a result of the afroshe that was made on Wednesday, so was the shem tevel poka, but it has the status quo of tevel. And the wine has a status quo of wine. Now it's vinegar. So the cheskas aguf of wine is who only for name, because now it's certainly vinegar on Friday. The question is, how was it on Wednesday? So it's the same shaila. So according to the Rabbonim, the husband. So,
He doesn't pass like I need to. He passes like a human. Why? Because the Gemara says that this price of Chovyet is called with a Sinem, and then there are many Gemara that mention the price of Chovyet, so that indicates that this price of Chovyet is a Hilchete. So Mela, that means that even though generally, whenever there is a machloket between Rabbon and Rabshimen, so the halacha is like Rabbonon, but here the halacha is like Rabshimen. So in the case of Litvah, so the Ritva in Nida says the halacha. In the case of Litvah, in Nida, the Nitzah Chosea, so then in Paris were handled in the interim, so the Shusayoche is Tomek, the Shusarabi is Tomek. What's the Shit of Ramah? How does Ramah have? So the Rajko Paschkins, like the Rabbonon, Beini Mitzvah, Beini Chobin. The Ritva passed like a Simen, Beini Mitzvah, Beini Chobin. But you see that the Rambam, in Mitzvah he passed like a Bolon, in Chobin he passed like a Simen. Now let's see how the Rambam passed through this Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shinina Mitzvah. He passed through this Mitzvah, in other words, like a Bolon. It's a few of the Mitzvah. In the middle. The Mikve Kimin that means a Hosa. Ben Joya Mikve Bishis Rabbi. Ben Joya Bishis Ayochi. Kolatari Kinasa Al Gabo from Afreya. Mails. At the Voda Zman Shemin that Beg Voyo Shol. But Medu Amorin Shis Aichilo Mikve Chmu. But the Paschus by Tube Chmu. So, Mails. Ben Bishis Rabbi Ben Bishis Ayochi. Not like a Tube, like a Bolon. It's explicitly spelled out. Here in this Rambam, that the halacha is like Rambam. So then we would expect the Rambam, Gabi Chovyet, to pass that this Lacha Dimulyonim, so it will be Vaday Teva. So let's see how the Rambam passed. In Pirkei Milchet Trumo, halacha Chov Dalet, Habeinik is a Chovyet v'nicho v'afrisho Trumo l'achir, ad shetiotu kulo Trumo, v'yitzenu l'kir, ul'acha zman botko u'moto chemetz. So he made a DK on Sunday morning, and he chose to be wine, not vinegar. Then on Wednesday he made a poche, and then on Friday morning he made another DK, and he chose that he turned into vinegar. So the question is, how was it on Wednesday? The question again, now, the Shef Shmaid is a very good parent.
The Shef Shmaid, yes.
Because that's why I asked you to go over the Gemara. Now, then the Gemara says,
at first,
Ushneem will do a mistake. Rabbonon Sadr, like you say, Ma teite sof, viki, vertu kivada, yochanam, sof, vertu kivada. Then the Gemara says, the boy is a man, towards the middle of Gav Jim Lomidal. We both say, "Highly time the Rabshimen, gom asof to me mitchilas to me, matchilas to me sofik noga, sofik loy noga. Yishus Rabin toy, asof to me sofik tovav, sofik loy tovav. Yishus Rabin toy. We rabbonon hoche, hashke, hosom gavur b'chetkas tayre koye, misveitel imachino leil mitume, hoche gavur b'chetkas tume koye, misveitel imachino mitumose." So like this we could say that the second version of the Gemara is only giving a different reason for himself, for Rav Shimon. Because according to the first version,
So,
bein der Rabbonah und bein Rav Shimon's Din, bei Mikve Shemila Nitzach Hoseh, is not based upon a Yalfuse from Seite.
Because the Yalfuse from Seite applies
of course, according to Rav Shimon, it has to do with the Halacha of Seite. But this Din of Rav Shimon is not the Yalfuse, the direct Yalfuse of Seite.
So according to the first Loshon, the reason is why the Rabbanon say Mikve Shemim Da Zinim Tzachoseh, Kol Tarish Nasa Al Gabo, even Bishit Rabu Mistomei, because it's not Tzovik. So the Mele, the Yalfuse from Seite is no Shaykes. The Yalfuse from Seite applies only to a case of Tzovik. Here it's not Tzovik to me, it's Vadai to me, because Tadel Reyes said. So the Vadai, the Cheskas Tume of the Gavre, that is not Hura Lefoneinu, prevails over the Chesed Shleim of the Mikveh. So mainly it's not a situation of Tzovik to me. So the Yalfuse from Seite has no application. And Rav Shimon says, no, we still have two Chazokes, even though one Chazok is Hura Lefoneinu, the other Chazok is not Hura Lefoneinu, but it's still two Chazokes. So mainly the two Chazokes cancel out each other. So mainly it's a regular Tzovik. So Bishus Rabbi Mitznoya, Bishus Ayochi Istomek. There's the first Loshon. And the second Loshon says, in regard to Rav Shimon. So we could say that the only change in the second Loshon is in regard to Rav Shimon. Because the second Loshon says that Rav Shimon learns out this case from Satan. So in other words, he makes the outpussy. Now, how does this case of Mikveh Shemim Da Zinim Tzachoseh differ from the ordinary case of Tzovik Tume that is learned out from Seite? Because in Seite, it's also Tzovik Tume. The Tzovik is whether the Isha, the Nisteres, became Nitnio or she didn't become Nitnio. Whether she was Mizane, so she became Nitnio, or she didn't become Nitnio. So there the Tzovik is in Tzovik Magid. That's Tchilas Tume. Tzovik Noga, Tzovik Loi Noga. So, and here by Mikveh Shemim Da Zinim Tzachoseh, so the Tzovik is not whether it became Tomei or not. It certainly was Tomei. The Gavre was certainly Tomei. The question is whether the Tume was Poka through Tare or not. So the second Moshe says, Rav Shimon has a direct Yalfuse from Seite. In other words, he learns out from Seite, not only in connection with the situation of Tzovik Noga, Tzovik Loi Noga, but that is Tchilas Tumei. He learns out directly from Seite in connection with the situation where there is a Tumei, and the Tzovik is Tzovik Nita, Tzovik Loi Nita. He also learns out from Seite. So in other words, that Tzovik Nita, Tzovik Loi Nita, Birshus Rabbi Mistoyer, Birshus Ayochit, is done. But as far as the Rabbonim are concerned, so the second Loshon doesn't make any change. So the Shifshweizer says, the Rambam Shita is, that the second Loshon introduces a change not only in respect to Rav Shimon, but it induces a change in respect to the Rabbonon as well. In other words, that, you see, according to the first Loshon, so the reason as to why the Rabbonon say that Bein Bishus Ayochid, Bein Bishus Rabbi Utmei is because it's not Tzovik. Because Tartel Reyes says it Vaday Tomei. Because the Cheskes Tumei of the Gavre is the predominating Chazoke. It prevails over the Cheskes Shleimer of the Mikve that is Hura Lefaneinu. That's the first Loshon. But the second Loshon says, no, the Rabbonon are also made it. That since there is a conflict between two Chazokes, even though one Chazoke is Hura Lefaneinu, the other Chazoke is not Hura Lefaneinu, but it's still a conflict between two Chazokes. So Mimele, if it's a conflict between two Chazokes, so the two Chazokes cancel out each other. So Mimele, it's a Sofik Hashok. But it's Yalipid uses Fam Seite, that Fam Seite we learn out that the Torah says Ligabi Seite, that Birshus Ayochi Tzovik is Toya. Now let's say, if the woman will be Nister, as the Gemara in Seite says, what does it mean by Seite? Sophie Ktumme Bishus Rabbi. So, Sophie Ktumme Bishus Rabbi means that she had privacy with the man, with the man, and no one was there. And what would be Sophie Ktumme Bishus Rabbi by saying that if, let's say, she would have privacy, it be Zovis Apeiro in the Rishus Rabbi. So even though it is obvious a payroll, you can always find a few people. You can find three people. But it's still considered a stira. In other words, if she walk with a man in the street in broad daylight, so that's not stira. So then there is no reyes altogether. But suppose if she'll be seise with the man, bizobis a payroll in the Rishus Rabbi. So there are no people found, but you can find three people there. So the Mele, in such a case, she will not be Asur on the bylaw. When is she Asur on the bylaw? If just he and she, so only two people. But if there are more than two people, if the stira will be with the Shusarabim, with Zovis Afeiro, so then, she will not be Asur on the bylaw. So the second Roshna says that the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, they learn out from Seite, not only they learn out two things from Seite. Now, Seite is Sofik Magi. It's not Sofik Nita or Sofik Loinika. So they learn out from Seite that in connection with Sofik Noga, Sofik Nitmo, Sofik Loinitmo, so then there is a difference between Rishus HaYoche and Rishus Rabbi. Just as in Seite, where the Sofik is Sofik Nitmo, Sofik Loinitmo. But if the Sofik is soft to me. What it means soft to me? If the Sofik is not whether Nitmo or Loi Nitmo, he was Vadai to me. But the Sofik is whether Nitar or Loi Nitar. What's the Sofik by Mikveshin in the Nunzachosia? The Gavre was to me. There is no question about that. The question is, was the Gavre Nitar the heretofore? Gavre to me, the heretofore, Kele to me, was it Nitar or not? That's called soft to me. So we learn out from Seite, when does the Torah distinguish between Rishus Rabbi and Rishus HaYochi in regard to Sofik Trilas Tume? But in regard, so then the Torah says, Rishus Rabbi it's Toeir, Rishus HaYochi it is Tome. But if it is a Sofik Sof Tome, in other words, if the Sofik is not whether Nitmo or Loi Nitmo, but whether the Tome was Nitar or Loi Nitar, so baby Rishus HaYochi, Baby Rishus Rabim, Sveiki is Tomei Mitrasvam. So it's Yalfuse, according to the second Loshin, it's Yalfuse from Seite, that Sofik Tume, of Sof Tume, there are two kinds of Sofik Tume. There is one type of Sofik Tume where the Sofik is Nitmo or Loi Nitmo. That's the Sofik that is in Seite, whether she became Tomei or not. And any Sofik Noga, Loi Noga, so is the Sofik Trilas Tome. And then there's another type of Sofik Tome, where whether the Gavre that was definitely Tome was Nitar or not Nitar, that's called Sofik Soif Tome, not Sofik Trilas Tome, Sofik Soif Tome. So we learn out, so the Rabbonon learn out, so in other words, so Reb Shimon learns out from Seite, that being Sofik Trilas Tome, being Sofik Sof Tome. So Birshus Rabbi Mitzdoer, Birshus HaYochi Mitzdome. And the Rabbonu learn out, Dum Yedi Seite, that if it is Dum Yedi Seite, if it is Sofik Trilas Tome like Seite, so then it depends. Birshus HaYochi Mitzdome, Birshus Rabbi Mitzdoer. But if it is Sofik Sof Tome, whether it was Nita or not, so even Birshus Rabbi, it's Sveike Mitzdome. So it's a special Yalfuse. So it's not that it's Vadai, but it's a special Yalfuse. So Mimele, when does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Man Tane Chov Yisra, if it's a special Yalfuse, so it has no application to Chov Yis. It only has application to Tume, but Chov Yis is Isurim. So Mimele, when does the Gemara says, Man Tane Chov Yisra Pshimani, that's only the first Lashon of the Gemara. That Rabbonon's din mikveshim zochoseh is not based upon any alfuse from Seite. So it's based upon the aloche that it's vadai. It's not even Sofik. So the Meila Yif, it's based upon the Allah, upon the fact that it's Vadai, so it has application to Chovius too. But according to the second Lashon, it's not based upon the Din of Vadai. It's the Yalfuse of Seite, that we learn out from Seite that only in Trilas Tome, in Sofik Trilas Tome, there is a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Shas Rabim. But in Sofik Sof Tome, where the Sofik is, where the Nitam to Mosei, or Loi Nitam to Mosei, so then, even the Shas Rabim, so Sveike is Tome. But Sofik it is, but Sveike is Tome. So mainly it has no application to Chovius. Chovius is not an Inok Tome. It's a very good talent. I mean, the Shef Shmaitze doesn't say everything that I mentioned, but it can be explained. The Shef Shmaitze, he is very brief in this. Certain Shef Shmaitze says he's married, but here he's unusually mikatzer. But it could be explained that way. Anyway, so that is the Shittas Rambam. Now, all right, now let's turn to the Rash. I don't think I'll be able to go over the whole Rash, the whole Tisekhet, because what up to the Tisekhet? All right. Sveiki Tome, Hatome Shior at Litve, Sofik Tobal, Sofik Loi Tobal, Afilu Tobal, Sofik Eish Memem So, Sofik Eimbe, Shnei Mikvois, אחד יש ביאבו עם סוף ואחד שאין בית, אבל באחד מהם אני יודע בזמן טוב על צווי כתום סודרה שסז וכגבר בחס כסתום נאו, the next mission מיקווה שנים כבי נמצא חוסר כל תאר שנעשו על גבר מהפרי אביב שזה יוחד עם שזה רב עם פלי באמת מה אמור הם יתום איך מורה אבל יתום איך קל וכנוח לכות מי ושעשו משכן תמיים ואורי שבירות מים שובים אוי שנוף פאו רייש פאו גוב די מוג די מיין שוב אין יאר אפילו בילט צו טאב צו גוי טאבל אפילו טאב צו צוק גיש ביים סוס פון קיין ביי שניי מי קווייס שניי מי קווייס יאר גיש ביי באבוים סו דאך טיין ביי טאב דאך מיין די דיא בייז מן טאב צו קטויער ביי זי מיט טאמע שאב יס אימער קול דאש ביי חזה טאמע ליילום הי בי פסולע יאצ י וואד אַ שטויע אבל צייט לי טאמע און טאמע טויע נא דרא מיש נביי מי טומע חמירו שניט מבואט טומע דים טאמוס אין נאטיי Tume kawe der Rabbono di Tume, so mit dem Seifrin. Wie Tami Odom, die noch hochot sie Pras mit Worin Tmei, im Ushas, oder wie Maschkin Tmei. Wa Bore, ich verrube, ich kula mich minos, oder wo hei, kula mich verrekam di Shab. Wa Pilu Tovau, Keleima, Yeish Leima, bei Sofik Tovau, bei Abbo im Sof, so hoyo mikve lifoneinu, vi nintzo chosta, vi einu ne yei, di nivishas Tvila. Hoyo Sholei, wa hakachosea, in love. Zwei Kitoi hachst am Mishne Rameya, die Meikol bitum der Rabonon, ufir ich oma avi poch, moche der Rameya ad Rameya. Reb Yeitz mitamei, vafir bitum der Rabonon mach mir, mishim di gavre bechaz kastume, tani biti sefte, mikve shenim da, vinim tzochoser, kol taro shenas al gabo, בין שמקווה זה בשטיוכי, בין שמקווה זה בשטיוכי, בין שמקווה זה למפריע. רב שימי נאמר שטיוכי תאילו, אם שטרה במתויר. אומר רב שימי מה יישא במגורה של דיסקס ביבנה, שמין לידו בנים צריך עשירו, והוא רב טרפ מתאיר, ורב עקיבא מתאמי. אומר רב טרפ, הוי למקווה זה בחזקס תארה הוא אמית, לאילו מביטר עושי, עד שיבוד השם יתמו. אומר רב עקיבא, הוי ליטום זה בחזקס תומה אמית, לאילו מביטום עושי, עד שיבוד לא חושב תויר. אומר רב טרפ, למוז את אימי, למי שאוי אימי, דרגע במזבח ומקריב, ונדע שבן גרושה בן חוצה, שבו לזה קשיו. אומר רב עקיבא, למוז את אימי, למי שאוי אימי, דרגע במזבח, ונדע שבן בלמום, שבו לזה פסולו. אומר רב טרפ, אתו מהכי של בלמום, ואני מהכי של בן גרושה וחליצה, נראה למי? דיימי. אם דיימו בלמום, נו בדלום בלמום, ואם דיימו בן גרושה וחוצה, נו בדלום בן גרושה וחוצה. אומר רב עקיבא, מקווה פסולי בעצמו, בלמום פסולי בעצמו. יא בן קוש מחוץ שניפסל מאחר מיקווה פסולי ביוחד בלמום פסולי ביוחד אבל יחיה בן קוש מחוץ שפסולי ביבס נימנו עלו ותימו אמר לרב טאוף מעקיב סודן היא was made it to רב עקיב אמר לרב טאוף מעקיב הפירס מוכל כי פירס מחי פירס בלמום פסולי ביוחד בגלל שמתראית האם ידע הקינון היי בלמום פסולי ביוחד איך אדון אורי, נא let's get so that גימורה is mentioned in Kedushin. This Braise of the Sefer is mentioned in Kedushin. It says Pshirikoyimah Daf Samar Zayin, but it's a mistake. It's Zayin Tes. Right. No, it's not a mistake. I'm sorry. Samar Zayin, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. I'm sorry, Daf Samar Wok. Right. Minoa minoa ditnam. Omer Rav Shimon. Maisim im goshel diskim yavne shimedes b'ches kashleim. Umoledu nims chaseirah. So Rav Tauchman at first held just the reverse of what the Rabbonon in Perik Beis of Mikvoi say. What Rav Akiva says is the same thing that the Mishnah says here, our Mishnah. But Rav Tauchman says just the reverse, that Kol Tarish Nasa Al Gabov, so it is Teres. This is what Rav Akiva says. All right. So that wouldn't be difficult, because Rabbi Akiva, since there is a conflict, we could say that Rabbi Talpum held at first that since there is a conflict between two chazokes, the cheskas tume of the gavre and the cheskas shleim of the mikveh, so mele the cheskas shleim of the mikveh, which is a cheskas aguf, prevails over the cheskas Tumor of the Gavre, which is only a legal chazoke. It's not a cheskas, a chazoke b'mitzias. But the difficulty arises as to how does Rav Tauchman make an analogy between mikveh sheninim tzochoseh and the case of leim, moshe leim, edu makshif al gamizbeach, v'neida shu ben kushi ben chlutzo, shavidosik sheil. What shayach is it? Over there is a special zakosu of borei chadishem chile yufei al yodov tirtze afil chum shebei tirtze, that if someone who was considered as a kohen did the aveda for many years, and then after many years later he turned out, Eidim came and testified, and they prove that this man was a chol. So we don't say that all the avedas that he did in the past is possible. It's a special tzakosov. If there hadn't been a special tzakosov, then of course all the avedas would be possible. So here there is a special tzakosov that all the avedas that the chol did while it was assumed that he was a kohen are kosher. So especially the question, what bearing does that have upon mikveh shenimdad v'nim tzochoseh? Mikveh shenimdad v'nim tzochoseh. Suppose in mikveh shenimdad, over there the halacha is by hoyo makshif al gabah mizbeach, v'nei dashu ben krusha ben chlutzo. So the halacha is, even though it turned out, and we know that he was a chol all the time, I mean, one cannot become a cholol in the middle of his life. So a cholol, he was born a cholol. So even though it turned out now, it was shown beyond the shadow of a doubt that he was a cholol all the time. So still it's especially the zakosuf that the aveda is kshayom. Especially the zakosuf. Now in this case, or in this case of mikveh shenimdad v'nim tzochoseh, and then tares were nasu al gabo. Suppose it would become ascertained, determined, one way or the other, would there be a machlekes between Rav Tauchman and Rav Akiva? Then, if it becomes determined that the mikveh was a shleimo at the time, that the tares were handled al gabo, so then of course it's all right. And if it's determined that the mikveh was chaseiro, suppose Eidim will come and they'll say, we happen to measure the mikveh on the day that this person, this tomei, was stable himself. And we saw that on the 3rd of Tammuz, when this person was stable himself, so in the morning we measured it and we saw that it was chaseiro. So then everybody would agree that is tummy. So then there is no shaila. Mashenkin ligabe, hoyoimi the makam lagam is beach. So even though it became determined that he was a cholo, still the aved is a kshere. So what kind of an analogy is there between the case of hoyoimi the makam lagam is beach, where this special zasakosu, that even though it was determined that he was a cholo all the time, still the aved is a kshere, and the case of mikveh shenimdo lebanim tzachoseh, where there, if it become determined that at the time that this gavre was stable himself, it was a chaseiro, so then of course he would be considered a stomach. So what chayches? That's the discussion. Vim teima, my moshul uze, hari bi moshul afilo neida she poslo oyo bishas aveide, afilo chavir yose kshero, kid mucha visomoch, mikro, uvichai gavne gabi mikve inimitza she nidose oiso trilo bitoes, tarei sov, meyes lemafreya, afilo raftar, and so it's a, it's merav sinikre. So this was in the Karetz Weimeri, the Bitar Teknik. Plige Bitar is in Asso Agabo of the Mafreya. Ma Rosal was a Chazok in the Mikve, Ma Rosal was a Chazok in the Odom. O Vishaloi Neida Chisor in a Mikve, Eli Mafreya. O Plige Name, Bitom, O Plige Name, Bimikve Shetova, O Vokeh, Viova Taveide, O Boedim Vidu, Shoya Mikve Choseh, Keide Matvin. So Rabtauf Meimeir, Kshiro Aveide, Mide Dehava Ben Grushio Ben Chutze, Vahoko Yamosho. So the Ri says that there is a double machlekes between Rabtauf and Rabakim. In two inyonim, and there is no logical connection between the two inyonim. Two separate cases. One machlekes is Ligabe. So the one machlekes is Bitarish Nasu al Gabov, and we don't know whether at the time that the Gabre was stable himself or the Kele was Nidvel, so whether it was a Chaseiro already or Shleimo. So there it's a machlekes in evidence. In other words, whether we have to assume that since now it is a Chaseiro. So Mimele before it was also chaseiro. In other words, we have to be making a cheskastume of the gavre, or we have to say that since originally it was a shleimo, so in Tammuz it was also a shleimo, but now it's a chaseiro, so only today it became a chaseiro. So that's one machlekes. Then there is a machlekes b'mikve shetovu bo keyen v'yobed aved. The Kayan was Tommy. Now, Kayan Tommy cannot do the Aveide, but he was stable himself. He was stable himself in a certain mikveh, and then he did Aveide. And then Aidin came and said that at the time that the Kayan immersed himself in the mikveh was a chaseiro. So the question is, so Rab Tarfon wants to learn how, just as there is Exeres HaKosu, Ligabit Ben Kushon Ben Chlutzo, that the Aveide is Ksheiro, so Ligabe Aveide that was done by Tume in a state of ignorance, so it's also the Aveide is Ksheiro. And Rav Akiva doesn't learn it out from the Gushel of Chlitzo. Rav Tarfon does. It's another Machlekes. So this discussion revolves about the second case, not about the first case, but it's two separate Machlekes. This is what the reason is. But the Ramban is Chelik and takes this. The Ramban, Temu, Moshe Rav Tarfon Mode, Valaya for Pishinela should be Gush Mechutz of the Sikhero, Shahtero, Shirose. ויהיו גבי מקווה עם נידה שהוא חוסר ודאי אפילו רב טלפון מידה שהטרס מייז תיסוס קשה ונראה לי so he gives another טרס תיסוס טרס is that there is a double machlekes in two separate inyonim. There is no connection between it, but he says there is just one machlekes שלא יתירו עתירו אבידוסי כשנמצו ודאי חולו אלו כשנמצו סופיק חולו. So in other words, so the Ramban Shiti is that this Zeres HaKosuv Aflu, this Zeres HaKosuv Aflu Cholim Shebehem Tirtze does not apply to a case where a so-called Kayan, a so-called Kayan, so did the Aveide for many, many days, and then Edim testified that he was a Cholo, that the Aveide is Ksheho. If, let's say, a so-called Kayan will do the Aveide for a certain time, then two Edim will come and they'll testify that he's a Cholo, then we say that all the Avedis are Poselim Aveide. The Xerzakos of Chlom Shebon Tirtze does not apply to a case where it becomes determined with certainty that the so-called Kayan is a Chol. But when does the Xerzakos apply? The Xerzakos applies to a case where a person, where a so-called Kayan did the Avedi, then to Aidin came and testified, and according to their testimony, this so-called Kayan is a Sofit Chol. Is a Sofit Chol. So Mikan Lahabo, we certainly don't let him do the Aveide, because the Edim showed that he is a Sofit Chol. That he is a Sofit Chol. So, that he is a Sofit Chol. But the question is, how are we to consider all the Avedis that this Sofik Cholo did until it was found out that he is a Sofik Cholo? Are we to pasel the Avedis? And Mimele, let's say, if this Sofik Cholo was makriv vikom, let's say, of someone who was mechuyev echatos, so Mimele, if we pasel that Avedis, so that means that he did not fulfill his chiv of korb. So we'll have to bring a korb. Or we don't pass it. So that's the alo, that's the exercise akosuf. Aful chlolim shebem tirtze. That's the exercise akosuf. Aful chlolim shebem tirtze. That vis-a-vis limafreya, the past. So the avein is kshel. But only in connection with the sofik chol. But if it's neida that is ibadah cholo, then the avedi is post. That's a big chiddush, because according to Teisves and most Rishonim, the exercise of cholim shebem tirtze implies that even if the edim tell that he is a vadai cholo, so still the avedi is sheol mapreya. But according to Ramban, the exercise of cholim shebem tirtze applies only to a case where the Eidim show that is a Sofik Cholo. So then we don't pass the Aveide. But if it's a case where it's a Vadai Cholo, then the Aveide is possible. The Aveide is possible. Some Mele, Reb Talfon said, just as there is Xeres HaKos of Cholim Shebem Tirtze, that where it turns out to be a certain Kayan, so-called Kayan, turns out to be Sofik Cholo. So vis-a-vis the past, Avedis. So we say that it's kosher. So the same Xeres HaKos should imply in connection with the Mikveh Shenimdat. V'nimtzo Choser, Mikveh Shenimdat v'nimtzo Choser. And we don't know whether at the time of the Tefillah it was a Shleimo or it is a Chaseiro. So the same Xeres HaKos should imply that we do not have to be cheshish. Maybe it was a chaseiro, but that we could be tele, that it was still a shleim. We should learn out from that posik. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't learn out from that posik. Now this is Ramban says, v'nir alishol yitir atir avidosik shenimtzo vare cholo, elo kishenimtzo sofik cholo. Voyo Rav Tarfon say veya, the time of the milse, mishum sheimrim, odom zebe cheskas kosham, misofik atobol li peislei, al tafzileini lif mafreya, misofik, avo pishe mikam veilech posos, she machshirin asvekes lechatreil, avo mafreya, ma'amidin neise al cheskose, vineimrim odom ze chayov korbom hoyo, misofik atobol li peitrim menu, al tafzileini misofik, voyo midame chayov ikorbones lechayov atfiles, va'akein amakriv limikri, ורב עקיבא דימי ישראל בלמון, שכיוון שנמצא עכשיו בלמון למפריע, קורבני סוף פסולים, ונאמרים עכשיו הומה. וכן נאמרים במקווה עכשיו חוסר. So in other words, so that's the machlekes between Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva. So in Achnami, that it is referenced, he mentioned that raya, he applied the din of Ben Grusha Mechlutzo, Ligabi Mikvash Nimdim Schosa. So, you know, Teisve says, what Shaychas is there, it's altogether different. Over there, even if it becomes determined that he was a cholol, so it's still Davidos Ikshero. Here, if it will become determined that the mikvah was a chaser at the time the Gavra was stable, so it certainly be considered as tamei. So he says, no, over there too, if it will become determined that he was a cholol, so then we'll pass all the Avedis l'mafreya. When does the Posik say that the Avedis are not possible l'mafreya? If it is only Zofik, so Mimele, Rav Tarfon says we should draw an analogy between the Zofik of Mikvash Nina Mitzochosea and the Zofik of Hoyoimid Al Gabba Mizbeach, and then it turned out that he's a Zofik Chol. And Rav Tarfon, Rav Akiva says, no, we cannot draw an analogy. Right. Now, this is all for today. Now, for next year, so. First of all, we have to go over this tesefte that the Rash mentions. It's a tesefte, number of cases. And then we have to proceed with Mishneh Gimel we learned already. Mishneh Talet, Mishneh Hei, and Mishneh Vav.